Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcasts. This is the 11th in a series of podcasts on vending technology. I'm Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser, and with me today is Glenn Butler, the vice president and chief technology officer of Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on December 17th, I did an interview with an experienced vending operator regarding pre-kitting routes in the warehouse, and he claims there are some questions that have not been answered satisfactorily by technology suppliers. He specifically asks, how many bins does an operator need? How many people are needed in the warehouse when you're pre-kitting like this? What kind of additional management support do you need in the warehouse when you are pre-kitting? He is adamant that the costs have not been fully explained. What is your reaction to this?
Well, first of all, Elliot, the costs of doing the pre-kitting were fully modeled in the article of the return on investment I did with software and remote monitoring. So anyone can refer to that. But
That was which issue, Glenn?
I don't know, actually.
Okay, I believe that was last April.
Yep, and we developed a full spreadsheet that went along with that readers could get by emailing me. But in terms of the number of people in the warehouse, most companies find that one full-time packer can handle 4 to 6 routes packing. Now, you have to weigh these costs against a 25% reduction in routes, which is typical when switching to pre-kitting. In addition, there are new systems from Lightspeed Automation that use a pick-by-light technology, where actually a LED readout of the number of products that need to be picked is put on the racks in front of the in the pre-kitting station. And one operator I spoke to said that the increased efficiency of the pre-kit line was 100% after installing those systems. So that would lead me to believe that one packer could pack up to 8 or perhaps a few more routes.
Okay. And then if you bring in the automated pre-kitting system in the warehouse like that, can you give me some idea what kind of investment you're talking about up front?
Yeah, I do not know how much those systems cost. I do know that they are fully integrated with, you know, all the software providers and in addition to some of the remote providers. But I do not know the cost. I just know that everyone, I know many operators that have installed it, and everyone says it's, easily pays for itself. It's also got some other neat features, like it's got a webcam so that a vending operator can actually monitor the pre-kitting line right from his desktop because they've got cameras there. The system also paces the speed of the pre-kitting, so you can actually determine at what speed you want your pre-kitters to go.
Okay, and can you describe the hardware that's brought into the warehouse when you have this type of pick-to-light system?
Yeah, I think it's just a computer server, and it's connected to the light systems that go on the racks in front of all the products. So the in front of Cheetos, there would be an LED readout that would say the number of items that need to be picked, and then I believe there's a couple of buttons. So if for some reason the packer can't pick that amount of items because they ran out or whatever, he hits the up or down button to adjust the count. So it's pretty much fully integrated.
Yeah, but this is a whole mechanical system that has to be installed in the warehouse that's electrically powered, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so it's not an insignificant investment. But I
no.
think we should probably point out, too, that this type of system has been around for a long time in the manufacturing industries, correct?
Yeah, it's been used in other industries quite a bit, and I know since being introduced into vending, a lot of the companies that are pre-kitting with any of the systems have taken a look, and I know that a bunch of companies have installed it, so it seems to be proving its efficiency.
Okay, and just to kind of summarize, the suppliers of the pre-kitting technology do claim that an operator will realize 15 to 20% improvement in productivity when pre-kitting is instituted, and the pick-to-light system is an additional efficiency that can be realized too, correct?
Yeah, I would actually go higher than that. I mean, I think we've proven in case study over case study that switching to pre-kitting will give you a 25% reduction in routes. So if you're you know, basically one in four routes can usually be taken off the road once you switch to pre-kitting. And again, it's due to the one trip into the machine and the much faster service time for the driver.
Okay. And most suppliers of the technology should be able to give an operator a clear idea as to what the upfront investment will be, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some will lease or finance the solutions, whether it's software or, you know, remote monitoring or even the pick-by-light system.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our 11th podcast on the challenges in vending technology.